This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. As we brace, I've been fighting rain all day. The hurricane is 250 miles away, and it's making my day miserable. Good evening. Welcome. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Ah, yes.
Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Sam Huber, the blogging genius from AlienGearHolsters.com. We're going to talk a little concealed carry, some of the stuff Sam writes about. That's coming up next hour. Have you noticed, and this is me touching on this again in the run-up to this election, simply because I want to gently remind you of what the gun grabbers do and are. Now, they've got a book. They've got a manual. It's actually printed and put together by Bloomberg because he's so good for this stuff. Preventing Gun Violence Through Effective Messaging. This is where this has been circulated amongst. This is where the talking points come from, and it's chock full of lies about you and any guns you may own. It is a public relations guide for anti-gun lobbyists and advocates. You know, accurately, if you really wanted to call it what it is, you'd say it's an anti-gun hate speech manual for beginners. It was secretly produced in 2012 by Bloomberg and his allies. And, you know, it was discovered quite by accident. He looked at these things and decided to put this together because they'd done this before. They had this thing called the Journolist, which is where they tried to coordinate all of their messaging on what, you know, what was happening so that they sounded the same in Spokane, Washington, as they did in St. Augustine, Florida. Same message. The rhetoric that they use in it was in the Preventing Gun Violence book was tested on focus groups in many different demographics. And all the rhetoric was rolled out within minutes of the Newtown murders in December. Now, the anti-gun consultants in their research found that the notion that today's weapons are different from what was available in the past is an especially powerful idea and helps make the case for new levels of concern and scrutiny around access to weapons. Now, right there, you know, well, you probably know, but if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. The AR-15, that's what they wanted. That's the whole thing about this book was after Newtown, they wanted to go and ban the AR-15 and rifles like it again. The AR-15 has been around since the 50s. It was invented in the late 1950s. And, you know, semi-automatic rifles and handguns date back to the late 19th century. The detachable box magazine is a very old idea. Now, Bloomberg pushed through a ban on all magazines in New York loaded with more than 7 rounds. Of course, that got struck down because that was, you know, even the anti-gun justices and judges looked at that and said, that's pretty arbitrary. It's pretty, you know, they see right through us. So what this Preventing Gun Violence PR guide really does is deceive its readers. And think about a bunch of uneducated, they look at us as uneducated rubes. They look at a gun and they see, you know, a rocket engine schematic when they're looking at it. They do not know anything about them. So this deceives the readers, most of whom are very uneducated about guns. They're urged to use intimidating pictures of military-style weapons. In the old days, I used to stream this show on Stick'Em.com before they went out of business. And one day I was holding up a rifle that was made by Wyndham Weaponry. Unloaded, had no magazine or anything in it. I'm holding it up, and boom, my stream was yanked off the air for promoting gang culture. I'm a 50-year-old bald Caucasian guy promoting gang culture. I am so sure that anybody popping into my room, as it was, a moderator popped in there and saw that, and they yanked my feed. And I had to get one congressman involved with another congressman who called them, and they finally called me, and then I finally got my feedback. Here's what Preventing Gun Violence says about guns like the AR-15 or the Remington 750. They are useful for one and only one purpose, to kill as many people as possible in the shortest period of time. Supposedly, there's no conceivable sporting or other civilian purpose for these weapons, they write. So if you own an AR-15 or any semi-auto rifle with a detachable magazine, you have only one good purpose, and that's to kill as many people as possible in the shortest period of time. For the 10 million plus of us that have these things, that's sort of hate speech. And it's also a deliberate lie intended to incite hatred of a large class of innocent people, which is that's a double-edged sword, isn't it? I mean, if me owning and training with one of these weapons is not a clear-cut indicator that I want to know how to use it responsibly, and if me owning and training with one of these weapons is not a clear-cut indication that if I felt like I was needing to use it, I could, it's sending a bunch of people out on a stupid mission. So, I just wanted to remind you of this. Preventing Gun Violence also absolutely hates laws that allow citizens to carry firearms for lawful self-defense in public. So the guide informs readers that concealed carry permit holders have killed over 460 people, including 14 law enforcement officers, since 2007. Their authority for that stupid claim comes from the Violence Policy Center, the most overtly extreme of the traditional anti-gun groups. The Violence Policy Center thinks that if the government turns around and comes at you and starts killing you in your yards, in your driveways, in your cars, that's constitutional because it's the government. These are the guys that are, you know, Bloomberg's looking at saying, yeah, this sounds like a good study. It was debunked by Professor Clayton Kramer's study titled Violence Policy Center's Concealed Carry Killers Less Than It Appears. He said that they created the bogus figure by counting as concealed carry killers people who did not have concealed carry permits, people who did not kill anyone, people who were found to have acted in lawful self-defense, people who committed suicide, and people who did not use a concealed firearm. When a proponent of licensed carry says we're trying to protect public safety and reduce crime, Preventing Gun Violence instructs its readers to answer, that's just crazy. Public spaces should be places where families can go freely and safely with balloons, not guns. Enjoy the delusion while you can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Pop that up there too quick. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Extremely good value. Go check them out, AlienGearHolsters.com. Second hour, going to be joined by Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. Talk some concealed carry stuff. Saw a video the other day, a sort of an old video, where some French, and inexplicably, one of the French people had a gun on him for some reason, which is a good thing because there were some Somalians, I believe there were, some Somalian immigrants wanting to attack them, running up on them with bats and rods and throwing things at them and everything else. And they managed to keep them at bay because one of them had a gun. Then we look at Minnesota. Minnesota is Somali Central. More people arrested in Minnesota trying to get to ISIS than anywhere else in the United States. They're having issues. And now we look at the southern border. And the reason I'm telling you this is, one day soon, something's going to happen, and some of us are going to have to shoot some of them. That's just plain speaking. That's just the way it is. Now, just like Europe is experiencing this surge of African migrants, Central American countries have experienced a sharp increase in African migrants in 2016 who see the United States as their final destination. Now, Mexico normally does not treat illegal immigrants well in Mexico. Now, they're coming from all over Africa, and multiple reports state that the migrants arrive in Brazil by boat or plane. They then take advantage of lenient South American laws to venture north to Central America. In June, the International Organization for Migration estimated that up to 20,000 African migrants were headed to Costa Rica, with the final destination of the United States. Costa Rican President Luis Guillermo Solis said at a June summit, "More awareness and solidarity is missing on the issue of migration flows because Latin America is becoming a transit route for African and Asian migrants who seek a better future in the North." The Center for Immigration Studies wrote that Costa Rica's foreign minister has continuously pointed to U.S. immigration policies as the principal magnet for the wave of illegal immigration with which Central America is dealing. They're basically blaming us. Which, with Obama's policy, yeah, I can see it. Statistics from immigration officials in both Mexico and Guatemala show how intense the migrant crisis has gotten. In the first 7 months of 2016, Mexico detained more migrants from Africa than they had in the previous 4 years combined. By early September, Guatemala had captured 56 times more African migrants than they had in 2015. The saturation of the transit route in Europe and the increase in border security is one of the principal factors of the increase of Asian and African immigrants in Central America, said Jorge Peraza Bridi, head of the International Organization for Migration in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, talking to La Prensa. Danilo Rivera of the Central American Institute for Social and Development Studies told La Prensa it's not that they want to come to this country to stay. They want to get to the United States. So what's happening is the Mexican officials are helping them get to the United States because they don't plan on trying. They're not trying to stay in Mexico. So they're getting cooperation from the Mexican immigration officials. They gave African migrants a 20-day visa to travel the country freely. As of last week, 500 Africans were registering every day with Mexican immigration officials. Now, they can make their way into the U.S. by either crossing illegally or receiving asylum. El Universal reported that there are thousands of Africans encamped in Mexico as the U.S. grants asylum to just 50 migrants a day. U.S. Border Patrol agents captured 5,350 African and Asian migrants between October 2015 and May 2016, and that's on a pace to be greater than the 6,126 captured in all of fiscal 2015 and more, and is more than the 4,172 captured in fiscal year 2014. The United States will offer grant asylum to individuals from Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan from deportation through executive amnesty. So in Minnesota, where my network is right now, where my board op is sitting right now, that's where you will find the largest Somalian encampment in the United States, all protected through executive amnesty, and all, you know, they're out there right now wreaking havoc in some neighborhood in Minnesota because they're allowed to run wild. And what's going to happen is one day it's going to be a bad day. You know, they write up in, I believe it's Linden Hills, Minnesota, which is, I think, near Lake Calhoun. Does that sound right to you, Mike? Do you know of a Lake Calhoun in Minnesota?
Yeah, I live right by it, actually.
Is there a lot of Somalian stuff going on out there?
I mean, a little bit. There's a lot of new people in the city.
Well, what I'm saying is there shouldn't be any of that out there. I mean, and I know why there isn't in Somalia, but I mean, you never hear about today in Sierra Leone, a bunch of renegade Americans were out there wreaking havoc and threatening the women to rape them and live in their house with them. That doesn't happen. We're happy right where we are, but everybody else wants to come here and then convert us. And they're protected by executive amnesty. And one day that's going to be a very bad day. They're going to ride in and somebody's going to be home from work early or something. And he's going to be ready to go. He's going to be ready to go. This is not going to, it happens apparently with enough regularity to where they call in the cops. Cops know about it. Don't know if they're able to arrest anybody, but it doesn't sound like it to me. But yeah, now on our southern border, coming soon, not only is it Hispanic and Middle Eastern, now we have the African insurgents coming as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Attention in the chat room, Desert Eagle. Somebody's asking you a question about building a rifle. Desert Eagle builds them all the time. Supreme Court took up something today. I do not know what the outcome of this was. They're looking at whether they're going to hear a case concerning the obvious unconstitutionality of a Chicago suburbs ban on semi-automatic firearms. Those types of firearms are clearly protected by the explicit intent of the Second Amendment to protect arms suitable for militia use by the American people. Who is the militia? You and me. We are the militia. If the court declines to hear the case and let this unconstitutional ban stand, this could be bad. There are some people out there, people that I think of as way too reserved, putting their opinions together, that are they're out there writing and saying, well, this could be another civil war. We got this today. The High Court is considering whether to accept an appeal filed by Highland Park pediatrician
Ari S. Friedman, who claims the ban passed by the city council in 2013 violates the Second Amendment because it denies him the right to use his semi-automatic weapons to protect his home and family. The new law required that residents such as Friedman, who own firearms capable of rapidly firing more than 10 rounds of ammunition, either remove them from the city, modify them, or turn them over to the police. Rapidly. Any gun can be shot rapidly. I've seen guys with single-shot rifles who can shoot 10 shots really quick. Friedman, who filed a lawsuit along with the Illinois State Rifle Association, already has lost in two lower courts. A U.S. District Court upheld the ban last year, and the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that decision. The NRA has filed a brief to the Supreme Court in support of the suit. If the Supreme Court takes the case, Illinois will once again be the land at the center of a contentious legal battle over gun control. That's where the McDonald decision came down. It would also raise questions about the legality of similar assault weapons bans in Chicago and other Illinois cities, as well as 7 states, including New York and California. Gun rights advocates have argued that rapid-firing semi-automatic rifles are among the most popular firearms in the country for hunting, recreational shooting, and self-defense, and are protected under the Supreme Court's two most recent rulings upholding citizens' right to bear arms. During the last 7 years, the High Court overturned the last remaining firearm bans in the country in Washington, D.C. and Chicago, ruling that citizens have the right to keep firearms in, at home for protection. I've got a couple of problems with this. First of all, if you're going to throw it to the Supreme Court, if that's what your goal is, then we are already fighting defense. The Supreme Court has been politicized and weaponized, like the IRS and like the VA department and all these other departments. So getting out there and thinking this is a good move is a really bad move. Here's the other thing that could come up that nobody's writing about. If they do take it up and they land 4-4, then it remains. And the Supreme Court can say, well, we did the best we could, but we're a divided court and we don't have that fifth member. This is also a reason, more than any other, and like I said, I don't know if they, maybe somebody in the chat room could look this up for me. Did the Supreme Court look at this? Are they going to take it up? Because if they take it up and they come down with a 4-4 decision, that's bad. That's bad because it stands. And then anybody out here, what that will mean is that all of these municipalities that want to ban this kind of gun, ban that kind of gun, they can ban those kind of guns. Heller be damned. Second Amendment be damned. Freedom be damned. That's what all that means. The explicit intent of the Second Amendment, as written by the Founding Fathers, was to ensure that the citizenry, and they use the word term militia to describe the citizenry, will always be armed with weapons of contemporary military utility in order to form a counterweight to the corrupting influence of government. Now, for everybody right now thumping their chest and going, Posse Comey taught us, Bill. Okay. I'm not, you know, as far as the military is concerned, I mean, I'm going to talk about the military later on in the show. The military is in decrepit condition. Decrepit. So I'm not really worried about the military doing it. But with the weaponization of all of these agencies that are out there, to include the IRS and banks and all these other things, the DOJ will call your bank and tell them that you are committing fraud. Or they'll call the bank and tell them that you are a felon or something else, and they'll freeze everything you've got. And then what? Then what are you going to do? Firearms specifically banned by Highland Park and other municipalities are the semi-automatic carbines and rifles best suited for the original role, as imagined by the founders in a contemporary context. Back then, they used the Brown Bess. That was the musket used by both American Patriots and British Redcoats. The AR-15, which was in civilian hands for 6 years before a selective fire variant was adopted as the general issue M16 and later the M4, is very clearly the modern musket in common use as the militia arm of choice in the United States, with the American civilian owning between 5 and 10 times as many AR-15s as the U.S. military owns M4s and M16s. So this is like a minefield here. I always love it. And let me explain something to you. I know that this is not the easiest thing in the world, but we need to start deserting these cesspools of liberal encampment. They want to ban everything. Fine. Ban it all. I'm moving out. I'm taking my money with me. I'm taking my productivity with me. And I'm taking my tax money with me. And I'm moving out. And maybe we need to figure out some way to help them get out. That's what they want to do. We need to starve the beast because they run on money. It's all about money. Everybody out there is, we're just batteries in the matrix, and we supply the money, not necessarily the electricity, but definitely the money. So if the Supreme Court fails to take this case up, or they take up the case and decide against Freeman, or they go 4-4, they're basically setting the stage for what could be a civil war, pitting radical anti-gun Democrats who desire nothing less than to destroy the Second Amendment against the 100 to 140 million gun owners who will not comply with laws and court decisions that clearly fly in the face of the original intent. I don't know what they chose. I'm going to be looking that up in the break. I hope they chose well. Hope they chose wisely. So many things going on. Our country is just... I have, on the one hand, I have an utter faith in the American people, and at the same time, I realize that under my watch and your watch and everybody else's watch, we have allowed so many things just to occur and accrue and just tear things up. It makes me sad if I wasn't so eager to try to figure something out and fix it. But I'll be looking that up as we get ready to go to break. Going to be right back Friday afternoon. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed it is. So there's lots of times. Right now, they've activated the constitutional carry clause in Florida as everybody tries to get away from Hurricane Matthew. Brass and lead are much more valuable right now than some other things that normally everybody goes, ooh, pretty. Did anybody catch what I just did in that last segment? I did that to point something out. Now, when I saw this case happened, this actually got decided and turned down in the Supreme Court last year on December 7th, 2015. Antonin Scalia was still alive. He and Thomas excoriated the Supreme Court for not taking it up. I did this for a couple of reasons. One, I saw this and I saw that it was like on the front page of a website. And it being on the front page of a website, maybe as a archival sort of thing, I get it. But here's the thing. Getting out there, and if we're going to pound our chest and say, this is it, and if you do this, this is it, well, then when they do it, and then if we don't make this it, why do you think they keep coming at us with new gun control? Why do you think they keep telling the same lies and the same inaccuracies and the same bold brassy, ballsy nonsense all the time, talking about us, talking about me and you, talking about vilifying us, demonizing us, all this other stuff, the stuff we've never done, never going to do. Why do you think that happens? It happens because we haven't done anything yet. It happens because we've become far too genteel. For that, you know, I am completely unconcerned with any military force here in these United States coming at us. Yes, they do have a technological edge, but technology is only as good as the operator. In the 80s, I used to deal with state-of-the-art toys that were just outrageous. I mean, they were breathtaking what they would do. They would do stuff that, you know, we would look at each other and just go, wow, and high-five each other because it actually worked. And that was with very primitive stuff by today's stuff that they use today. I mean, there was some of the communications we used in the 80s. They don't even have anymore. They junked the gear and the technique and the MOSs and everything that went with them. And they went with something else. So they have evolved a great deal in the 30 years that I've been out of the military. And yet, I'm not afraid of the military because the military, one, is made up of a bunch of the military's become Facebook. The military has become the University of Missouri. At Fort Gordon, Georgia, which is the home of communications, they have been having white privilege understanding classes. Now, I was always very happy to think of myself as a big ball peen hammer, getting ready to go out and hammer America's enemies. I didn't care about anything. The closest I came to being worried about social change or anything else was when it was time for the AUSA drive, which they said was 100% voluntary. And, of course, our commanders always wanted 100% compliance. So every one of us gave $1 a month. But those dollars added up, I'm sure. And yet nobody could ever get AUSA. They could never get AER. They couldn't get any of that stuff because nobody ever actually met the criteria. But, oh, my gosh, we gave them the money. And I didn't realize it at the time, but that was social experimentation. None of us would look at our first sergeant or our commander and go, no, sir, I'm not going to do that. It's 100% voluntary. No, I don't want to do it. I'm sorry. No, I know it's only $1. I don't want to do it. Thank you. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Because at the end of the day, stuff like that, they can't make you do, even in the military. That day, December 7th, the Supreme Court refused to hear this Second Amendment case. And there was no divided court. There was actually, you know, we had Scalia back then. We had Thomas in full, and Thomas is still in full power, as is Alito. Roberts, to a certain degree. Kennedy, who knows about him? I don't know. Supreme Court should not be the harbinger of liberty. It has been weaponized. But the more important question is, one day, they may actually call the bluff. Typing to my board op because he asked me a question, and I cannot type and talk in two separate fact patterns, if you will. And here's the other thing that I noticed, and I don't mean this in a bad way, okay? Look, if you didn't serve in the military or something else, that's fine. It's a calling, okay? If you don't ever feel the calling. And I know lots of people that didn't have the call when they could do it, because it truly is a young man's game. But then later on in life, they felt like they should have. And, you know, looking back, you know, you can look in the rearview mirror all you want. It doesn't matter. But getting out there and doing all of this chest pounding and all this other stuff, that's not the way you start to engage in a conflict. You engage in a conflict with a very icy cold calm, and you get ready to go, and you think about your mission, and you focus on your mission, whatever that mission is. If my mission is to make sure that this ink pen I'm holding in my hand gets delivered to wherever it's got to go, then everything else pales in comparison, including my life, to me getting that ink pen, I am mission driven. I go out there and I try to make my mission happen. Getting out there and getting all emotional about everything else is not the way to play. If we're going to be involved in something like this, we got to be ready to go. This is why I do the show I do, because I think at the end of the day, it all falls to one thing, and it's going to be who's going to own guns. They may try some things like freezing assets and all this other stuff that I've talked about in the past, but if you look at the First Amendment, if you look at the Fourth, if you look at the Fifth, if you look at any of them, if you look at the rule of law, all of this is in shambles, and the only thing that they have not managed to put a complete and total kibosh to it or severely restrict it is gun ownership, which has mushroom clouded under Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. He had over 100 million background checks back in June of 2015 already. No telling how many guns are in the hands of American citizens today. Thanks to you, sir. Thank you so much. Love it when you're working. The sales are special. We're about to flip into hour number two. Coming up next, Sam Huber of Alien Gear. I'm going to talk a little bit about concealed carry because that's the way I like to rock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. No, it isn't Lock and Load. I've still got a minute to go. Mike, I was early. Did you see that?
What's that?
Did you see me jump off a minute early trying to be precise?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get out right with the bump coming in. That seems so professional to me. Anyway. Sam Huber, I've got a whole list of things to talk to him about. Some things like position, where you put the holster and all that other stuff. This is stuff that I've never really had a chance to talk to anybody that's done any serious study of it. Sam has done it, so he's going to supply it. And now we're really headed towards the second hour, like we were a minute ago. So once again, I bid you hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.